Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Womlin.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about today, but I want to start off with this email because this is kind of interesting. Okay, I like this. Hold on a second here. Okay, I'm trying to also get one of my, a good website up here too, because I always like to refer to you guys. I always like to tell you where I'm getting my facts from. I know you guys, think the Dr. Dahlia news team is one of the best news teams out there. And yeah, we got a great Dr. Dahlia news team, phenomenal news team, but sometimes they don't really know what the hell they're doing. And I have to just go to the internet and get my show prep there. I don't know. I don't even know where the news team is today. You know, I mean, I don't know if they partied last night, but nobody showed up to work today. There's like all these empty desks nearby. The chairs look like they're completely kicked over. There's a bunch of fast food, you know, and junk food sitting on their desk, but nothing left that I could eat that hasn't spoiled. And so right now the news team needs, you know, one hell of a butt chewing when they get back. But for now, luckily I have good old fashioned internet. Now, one of the emails I have here is from Marisol. She writes, I'm of Hispanic origin and my husband is black. I attempted to look up on the internet what medical conditions we are more at risk for so that we could ask our doctor, who happens to be white, to run appropriate tests, but couldn't find anything. What do you suggest? Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you got the wife who's Hispanic, you got the doctor who's black, and you got the husband's black and the doctor's white. It really shouldn't make a difference, but you know, we talk a lot about the show on race differences in medicine and how depending on your genetics, depending on your genetic makeup, we as medical providers need to appreciate the differences between men and women, older people, younger people, ethnicities, races, etc. All right. So, you know, if we start with a Hispanic woman, a Latina woman, let's say 40 and above, and of course, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI because then I get to ask, you know, questions and, you know, get a little bit more, you know, deep into what's going on here. But, you know, if you're Latina, whether you're Latina, black, white, Asian, I mean, I'm going to tell you to still get the same test. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, I offer the same type of tests. Would I be more prone to looking at diabetes with you because you're Hispanic? Probably. Okay. But I run diabetes tests on everybody, which is why Obamacare thinks me as a doctor, is the root cause of all our healthcare problems. But, you know, I'm sorry. Everybody of all ethnicities have the potential to get diabetes. Should we eventually single out certain ethnicities and run more aggressive tests on them? I don't know. We're going to probably bypass that subject when we go directly to this genetic type testing where we look at your genetic makeup and then we decide if you can handle a statin medication for your cholesterol, if it'll work, or if you're more prone to breast cancer, et cetera. So we're going to probably sidestep the whole race issue when it comes to how we're going to fine tune how we're going to medically treat you. But for now, since a lot of you guys, you know, don't have access to these types of fancy genetic tests, then, you know, it's up to me as a doctor to make sure I'm screening you for things that run in your particular ethnicity. So just basic out there, if you're a woman over 40, I like a screening mammogram. If I could get you to have a mammogram between 35 and 40, I'm super duper happy. But I know the guidelines have changed. But I personally like you having a mammogram by age 40, okay, if you're a woman. And I also recommend when you're age 40, make sure you get your eyes checked. I think a lot of us need vision testing. We also, a lot of times, start to feel vertigo, where we get the dizziness feeling, okay? And, you know, like, you know, you're washing your hair in the shower and you kind of bend forward or you bend back and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fall. I'm going to fall naked. At age 40, a lot of insurances will allow vestibular testing to see how you're doing vestibularly in your balance, because Lord knows we don't want you falling. All right. So many things happen when you fall and we want to prevent falls. So I recommend a vestibular type test, vertigo testing. I think it's extremely important. I love doing an EKG. This week there was recommendations that if you have if you're low risk for heart disease, to not get an EKG. Well, I can't tell you how many of my patients walk in going, oh, I'm healthy, I'm low risk for everything, so I don't need anything. And I go, okay, great. You know, when was the last time you had a cholesterol test? Oh, back in 2004. I go, back in 2004, that's 11 years ago. How do you know you don't have high cholesterol? Well, I didn't have it then. Yeah, I see the logic. But let's do a cholesterol test on you. Well, Dr. Dolly, really, you just run up tests. Then, I mean, his cholesterol is up at like 300. And I'm like, okay, that's a risk factor for heart disease. Now you need an EKG. So be very, very careful with that report that came out saying if you're low risk, you don't need to have an EKG, because what makes you low risk? Right? Is your cholesterol normal? Has that been screened? Have you been screened for diabetes? Do we really know what happened in your family? Do we know your family history? Now, everybody asks me, you know, about my family history of cancer. Well, most of the men in my family die of either heart disease or something, you know, before they get the cancer. So I have absolutely no idea if we have cancer in the family. Nobody lives that long, especially the men. And, you know, in my family, they blame the wives for that. And then, I want to talk about that, of course. All right, and then, you know, pap smears, I think, are important. Pelvic exams, you still have your ovaries. Somebody needs to keep an eye on that. I think blood should be screened in the stool. I think cholesterol should be done. Thyroid should be done. Blood sugar, blood count. Vitamin D, I think screening is good. Skin cancer screen, if I haven't brought that up. Dentist, don't forget to go to the dentist, that kind of thing. Also, I think a very good musculoskeletal evaluation is smart, because many of us are walking around with knee pain, hip pain, back pain in our 40s, and we're like, you know, I could blow this off. Well, then all of a sudden you're developing arthritis because you're compensating, and that's not good. So a lot of those things, a lot of people think, well, you know, woman, all we have to do is worry about, you know, the pelvic type stuff. No. You know, women have other organs to their, women have hearts. They have brains, they have lungs, you know, those kinds of things. When we come back, we'll review what men need, and we'll kind of touch upon ethnicity, and based on your ethnicity, what we need to look for a little deeper. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's whatever every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Andrew, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Real quickly, before we move on, we are trying to establish a Nevada Blood Donation Day in the state of Nevada, obviously. And I would like to try and establish these all over the country in your respective states, because we need blood. Red Cross needs blood. United Blood Services needs blood. And so in Nevada, for those of you that are going to be anywhere in Nevada, we would love to take your blood. Well, actually, we'll take your blood anytime you want. Anytime you want to donate blood, we'll take it. But we are organizing this for April 25th. There's going to be tons of different locations for you guys to donate blood. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Blood Donation Day where you can find where to donate. Or if you can get your, you know, office to go or, you know, make a party out of it, let me know, because I would definitely love to help set up a little party out of it, because I think that's fun. And any sort of day you know, national day or state holiday. Always a reason to party, as far as I'm concerned. And we're saving lives. One pint of blood can save three lives. That's some big, super-duper cool stuff. So make sure you guys, please, check out the website at drdolly.com or follow us on Twitter at Nevada Blood Donation Day or on Facebook, Nevada Blood Donation Day. Okay, pretty easy. All right, over the break, Michael wanted to know, what about teenagers? What do we should what should we be screening for teenagers? So really quickly, let me just quickly review. American Cancer Society has a real great site. So, again, the Dr. Dahlia News Team, I don't know where these bozos are today, really. But, you know, whenever I don't you know have them at my disposal, I head to the Internet. And luckily for the Internet, and I'm sure the Dr. Dahlia News Team just goes to the Internet, hopefully they don't plagiarize and they paraphrase things for me. I know you guys thought that I come up with my own material. Well, no, my material is pretty bad. When the material is really good, yes, it's my own. Okay, so for teenagers, healthy lifestyle type stuff. Okay, so for the teens, what do we doctors or medical providers do? We tell them to not smoke. I always yell at them if they're having sex. You know, I tell them bad boy, bad girl. Tell them to use condoms or abstain. Okay, you know, parents are like, yeah, tell them I'm saying, you see, the doctor's telling you not to have sex. Like, well, look at the doctor. The doctor's not having sex. Of course, she's going to tell us not to have sex. I'm like, look, my sexual activity is none of your concern. So I tell them to try to keep a healthy weight. Again, they go, they look at me and they go, practice what you preach, babe. And like, first of all, quit calling me babe. And when I was your age, I was skinny. So shut up. All right, so I tell them to maintain a healthy weight. I make sure to eat right, watch their portion sizes. I tell them to get activity. You know, I tell them to get, you know, at least exercise every single day. But, Dr. Wax, I only have PE 3 times a week. I don't give a damn when you have PE. You do exercise anyway. Okay, you can walk the dog. You can do chores. Chores? Yeah, chores. You can do chores. What are those? Don't you get an allowance? No, I have my mom's credit card. Okay, well, your mom will take the credit card away if you don't do chores. No, that's child abuse. No, it's not child abuse. Do some damn chores. So I tell them to do that. I tell them to eat fruits and vegetables. Okay? You know, you mean the lettuce on my Big Mac? No, not the lettuce on your Big Mac. We're talking about something really dark green. Some really good green leafy vegetables. Some whole grains, you know, that have, you know, when you chew the bread, if you have stuff stuck in your teeth, that was a pretty much good bread to eat. Whole grain, try to limit the carbs. And then, of course, overall, I tell kids no alcohol. Of course, they look at me like, really? You are such a dork. And I'm like, no, I'm not a dork. No drinking. It's bad for you. So I try to get them really on the habits. So, you know, with kids, with the screening, even though I look at their heart, lungs, skin, you know, make sure they're growing well, etc., I like to really, really get on them with behavioral type stuff. You know, do your homework, listen to your parents, you know, don't beat up your little brother, that kind of stuff, okay? Then when you're in your 20s, they recommend, in terms of screening guidelines, if there's real heavy-duty colon cancer in the family, you need to start getting looked at, okay? So we like to kind of, you know, start digging deep into your family history, going, okay, you know what? You know, if you know, people in your family are getting colon cancer by the age of 40, we want to start screening you in your 20s. Okay, and then breast exam. I think breast exams should be done, even though there's a lot of debate whether women should be examining their own breasts. Do it. Know your body, because if you feel a lump, you could come and tell me, I got a lump. Something's wrong. So know your body. Cervical cancer testing. So the pap smears got changed to no testing needed before age 21. I tend to disagree with that. If your 14-year-old daughter is having sex, I would strongly urge her to come in and get evaluated for STDs, get evaluated for HPV. I would hate to think she's going 7 years with possible HPV and not getting evaluated for cervical cancer, but the recommendations are now no testing before age 21. And then by age 21 through 29, they say women should have pap smears every 3 years. And then do an HPV test. If the pap is abnormal, we call those reflex testing, okay? Now you're in your 30s. Oh, I missed the days when I was in my 30s. I thought I was old, and now I'm looking back when I was young. Again, colon cancer is an issue. We have you screened for colon cancer. Same thing with breast. I love a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40, but that is not the government recommendation, the task force recommendation. So, you know, I just have to sit there and go, you know, I'll think about it. Talk to your medical provider about your family history and risk factors, etc. We talked about pap smears, but now that you're 30, we want you getting your pap smears and the HPV test every 5 years, all right? But if you don't get the HPV test, you can get a pap smear still every 3 years. Colon cancer testing, again, if it's in the family. Now you're in your 40s. If there's any colon cancer history, you have to see the gastroenterologist, gastrointestinal doctor. We also now start testing for prostate cancer, okay? There's a lot of debate on when we should run PSA if we need to, and there's no recommendation now on when to start PSAs, but this is when you start talking to your doctor if you're a male about prostate. And if you're African-American, like the listener who wrote the email, African-American, I strongly suggest that you sit down with your doctor and medical provider and come up with a plan on how to keep an eye on the prostate, not literally, of course. All right, and then we talked about the pap smear every 5 years. Okay, now you're in your 50s. So the American Cancer Society brings up now with colon cancer, you're getting that done. All right, colon cancer screening. Sometimes we do it every 5 years, sometimes every 10. I think colonoscopies every 5 years are good because it will, if anything was missed on the colonoscopy, because you can't see 100% of the colon, not all the time. Nothing's ever done at 100%. God forbid something gets missed, it'll hopefully get caught at the five-year mark and you didn't wait a whole 10 years for something to brew. That's what I like. Prostate cancer testing, I think men should be checked. Rectal exam, PSA test. Again, we don't have definite guidelines on that. Lung cancer testing, if you're 55 or older, all right, and you smoke, all right, they recommend a CAT scan to screen for smoking. Pretty cool stuff, okay? If you, of course, women, breast cancer screening, we talked about that. Okay, lung cancer screening as well. For women, if you're 55 or older, you may be able to get the CAT scan. Also, don't forget bone density scan. They aren't bringing this up on the Cancer Society website, but don't forget bone density. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, what about ethnicities? All right, Hispanic. What do we look for in the Latino population? Of course, diabetes is a biggie. All right. So, but I look for diabetes in every ethnicity, cholesterol, etc. When you look, this one website from Mount Sinai, they also bring up, you may see thalassemias, which is where you have a certain change in your hemoglobin, that could be genetic. You inherit this and you could appear anemic. As long as you have that screened, et cetera, early on, and we watch your anemia, most people are fine. When we look at, African Americans, we definitely look at sickle cell. That's a disease that we'll see more commonly, sickle cell anemia. So we look for that. Let me see here. They have Jewish. Let me click on Ashkenazi Jewish. Okay, that's me. Hold on. Let me see. Jews could possibly have Tay-Sachs. That's rare. All right. Tay-Sachs is where you have a deficiency of the enzyme hexosaminidase. I've never seen a patient with Tay-Sachs. All right. But it could run in Ashkenazi Jews. There's something called Canavan disease. Did you guys know that? Apparently, Ashkenazi Jews could carry that. I think Jews, you see, here's the thing. Okay, I don't know about the very, very, there's a Bloom syndrome. Bloom, that's a Jewish name, Bloom. So I guess there's a syndrome there. We won't go into that. Those are rare things. But, you know, if somebody's Jewish, I immediately look at them having bowel issues. All right, because a lot of us with the Jewish holidays, we have really, really bad constipation. We got Passover coming up. Lord have mercy. So I'm already expecting to scream for rectal bleeding and all sorts of other things because that matzah is murder. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Maybe you guys could answer this question a little. Well, here's a question I have for you guys, okay? Because I have I was asked a question, and again, I don't have the Dr. Dahlia news team, so you guys have to help me out here. Have any of you ever been, discriminated against at work because of weight? Because of, being overweight? Sure, underweight should also be included in this question, but most people underweight, they just get, you know, dirty looks at them and comments behind their back like, oh, they're so skinny. In terms of overweight discrimination, have any of you guys ever dealt with that? And did you need accommodations? And how were you able to get that done and affected by your employer? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Okay, so the reason why I ask is Hillary's from Kansas. She goes, I work in a firm that has the worst office furniture. When I requested a different, she means chair, from my supervisor, he told me, quote, maybe I should lose some weight, unquote. She goes, I'm horrified. Is obesity a disability, and should they accommodate me? I weigh 275 pounds. So, now again, I'm not an attorney for disability. From what I understand, and you guys may know different, and if you do, please let me know at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. What I'm understanding is it's still being thrown back and forth in the courts, yet many, I guess, the Americans with Disabilities Act, after the threshold was kind of lowered by President George Bush, obesity can fall under that. And, you know, I have some definitions here from the ADA of what, like, a disability would be. So I guess, according to the ADA, the American Disabilities Act, it says, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities of such an individual. Next, a record of such an impairment. Or three, being regarded as having such an impairment. See, that's what lawyers do. Do you guys notice that? Okay. they reuse the same word. I think it's because they get to charge for the line. Okay. All right. So, you know, we're starting to get a little bit of a definition here. Okay. We understand. Okay. The physical mental impairment. We got that. There's a record being regarded as having such an impairment. See, they keep using the word over and over again. Less means somebody thinks you're impaired or regards you as being impaired. Hence, you're impaired. Okay, you know, they could have done that in all one sentence. It probably saved us some money, especially if it's the American Disabilities Act. It would be a government lawyer. So that was our tax dollars going into that definition. Okay, let me see what we have here. The Equal Employment and Opportunity Commission now claims obesity as a disability under ADA, even though courts have routinely rejected it as a disability. There's cases coming up and there's debate, and I don't know, and again, you guys may know more, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Sorry about that. You guys may know more if it's finally gone through as such. So I don't know what employers are required to do at this point if you have an employee that suffers from obesity. Now, I think it's not going to be that clear cut because what is obesity? You know, when you look at BMI, okay, you know, you could have an adult who weighs 170 pounds and based on their height, that's obese. So they can't come up with a pound restriction. Okay. You could be considered obese and you're still wearing a size 12. So, you know, I guess they have to define that better as to what would define obesity. And then they may then consider, well, what about like morbid obesity? Like, you know, a BMI over 35, BMI over 40. They could maybe do something like that, for definition of such, which, I mean, it's a possibility. But again, so there's a lot of open questions about that. And then what accommodations are we talking about? Now, as far as I'm concerned, whether you're obese or not, whether it's ADA required or not, if the office furniture that your staff has to sit on, all right, for 8 hours a day is not comfortable, that, I mean, to me, that's, you know, cruel work conditions. You've got to make sure that they have, or that they are allowed to bring something in that allows them to be more comfortable. Like when I threw my back out because I was getting up from a toilet seat, I had to have pillows. So I had pillows on my chair in between patients. I had pillows in the radio station so that I could sit there and provide support from my back, and boy, did it help. So what I would say is you need to allow people to bring things for their accommodation. You know, like people with sciatica, they can't sit for a long period of time without needing a shift. So there has to be ways that the medical provider, or that the employer allows you to shift, et cetera. And so, you know, these are things that, there's a lot of simple things that can be done. The problem is when it comes to employer-employee relations, things don't get done, it looks like, unless there's laws. And so once they define, you know, obesity being a disability, is that going to be something that people are going to want or not? So if the American Disabilities Act protects you from being fired, let's say, okay, which is what it's supposed to do, and you, let's say, haven't been doing your job at work, and you get let go, and you claim it's because of obesity, and that they fired you because you were obese, or you didn't work quickly, or you weren't able to secure the accounts, or some other bullcrap excuse, then employers are going to be on the line or for, you know, terminating you based on a disability when they're saying, no, he wasn't doing a good job and he got fired. So, like I said, this is going to be very, very difficult. Obesity discrimination is out there. And obesity discrimination is out there because there's no law protecting anybody from it. There isn't. There was a lawsuit, I'm not sure what happened, in the end, where somebody wanted to work at the front desk of a gym, and they were obese, and they didn't get the job, so they wanted to sue. And I'm not sure where that went, but I know it hit headlines, and it's because the gym wanted to have people at the, you know, whenever you walk into a gym, the front desk is somebody that's really, really toned and, you know, in gym clothes, and you look at them and you're like, I'd like to be like that. So they get you all pumped up and said, yeah, we'll get you a trainer, well, whatever, you know. And so a lot of gyms will use people that are very, very svelte and cut and sharp and toned type of thing. And so somebody obese wanted to work in the front of a gym and wasn't allowed to. So you see this a lot. You see this in sales. You see this in modeling. You see this in acting, et cetera. You know, I wonder if there's discrimination suits that happen when it comes to acting. Because, you know, I'm really studying the whole, showbiz profession a lot, just because of me being in radio and diving into some TV, and I'm kind of researching and seeing what happens. And when you see that people don't get parts because they don't look right, or they don't match the shape, or they was it Sienna Miller that played Chris Kyle's wife in American Sniper? You know, she's a great actress, but, you know, did other people lose the part because they didn't look like Chris Kyle's wife like she did? She had the perfect look. She played it really well. So did people not get the part because they weren't the right height standing next to Bradley Cooper? You can't have a woman taller than Bradley Cooper in that movie, right? Because Chris Kyle was taller than his wife, type of thing. So, you know, you wonder if those rules even extend to the TV world. No, you can't get the part because you're overweight. And then people have to lose weight for the part. You have to lose weight for the part, or you have to gain weight for the part and buck up. You know, my guess is half the country doesn't want, you know, an obesity issue to be legislated, but the other half of the country would. So, interesting stuff. All right, good luck, though, and get good office furniture. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Back on on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, we got Nevada Blood Donation Day coming up April 25th. Please check out Nevada Blood Donation Day on Facebook and Twitter. And for any of you that in your state doesn't have something like that set up and you want my help in setting that up, I would love to do it because we all need blood. And this last winter, not a lot of people donated as usual. So supplies are kind of down, stores are down, and we need to get our store supply of blood up and running. I think that's important. One of my team members of the Dr. Dahlia News team just wrote me saying, sorry, overslept. I didn't know you were on air today. Of course I'm on air today. I've been doing the show for like 6 years. Oh, my gosh. I need a new team. If anybody wants to be on the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, please send your resume to drdahlia.com. No, I don't think it pays anything for that matter. Sorry. But you want to know why? Okay, you want to know what you benefit you get by being on the Dr. Dahlia Show news team? You get a better show, okay? The better my news team, the better the show. So I think you guys could definitely fix that. Okay. Wine. Dozens of quote-unquote low-priced California wines have been found to have dangerously high levels of arsenic, according to a lawsuit filed by four plaintiffs, including three from San Diego. Some of these low-priced wines are known as Charles Two Buck Chuck Shaw, Sutter Home, and Ménage à Trois. There's a wine called Ménage à Trois. That doesn't even sound tempting. I mean, name a bottle of wine Michael Fassbender. All right, and I'll drink that bottle of wine. But Ménage à Trois, no. Jeez. The complaint, which seeks class action lawsuits or class action suits and lists as defendants 28 California wineries, said tests by three independent laboratories found that in some cases arsenic levels were 500% higher than what was considered safe. This is being reported by UT San Diego. They said just a glass or two of these arsenic-contaminated wines a day over time could result in dangerous toxicity to the consumer. Now, the lawsuit's lead attorney is Brian Kabatek, and said the plaintiffs Doris Charles, Jason Peltier, and Jennifer Peltier, all of San Diego, and Alvin Jones of Los Angeles are concerned citizens who luckily have not gotten sick yet from the wine. They came forward because they were appalled. I wonder if any of you guys that are really appalled by my show could come forward and sue. That would be, oh my gosh. Man. I hope, I don't know, I better look up the Nevada laws, because if you guys find my show appalling, I could be out of a job. Oh man, I didn't even think about that. Alright, I'll try to be nice. I'll try to be less appalling in my show. Boy, I really gotta study law. Then I know what I'm not in trouble for. Anyway, so they came forward because they were appalled. I would be too. Honestly, high arsenic, that's some dangerous stuff. Okay, now, according to the Wine Institute, they dismissed the lawsuit as irresponsible, adding that it has not called for any vintner to pull. Oh, that's what vintner means. There's a restaurant where I live in Las Vegas. It's called Vintner Grill. And I thought it was some guy named Vintner. You know, like Victor, but Vintner has to do with wine. Oh, now I've figured that out. Huh, I haven't eaten there in a while. It's kind of out of my price range. It's kind of like fancy, but it sure is good. Oh, that's Vintner Grill. Can I get it? Anyway, so they believe that the allegation is false and misleading and that all wines being sold in the U.S. marketplace are safe. The Institute represents more than 1,000 California vintners and related businesses. All right, so the Institute spokeswoman, I'm reading this because the Dr. Dahlia News team did not paraphrase any of this for me, because they're not here. The Institute spokeswoman, Gladys Horiuchi, said Friday that although the United States does not have specific arsenic levels for wine, I think they should get some, many other countries do. She added that California vintages have never come close to exceeding those levels. Now, what does the EPA say? Well, the EPA has set the amount, the max amount of arsenic in water, 10 parts per billion. But the lawsuit says lab tests conducted for the litigation have shown that the inorganic arsenic, remember there's organic and inorganic. Inorganic is the more dangerous form. That the more you're exposed to this, the more you can be at risk for cancer and diabetes. And so they decided to apparently test 1,300 bottles of wine, representing more than 75% of the wine consumed. Out of those, they found that 83 had excessive arsenic levels. Now, what about arsenic? Arsenic, it's natural, you know, element. It's found in soil, air, water, small amounts. You will see it in wine, okay? Right? Because wine comes from grapes, other beverages. But the more you're exposed to, it could be deadly. The arsenic found was not the naturally occurring. They said it was the inorganic, the non-natural. Now, the cheap wine, they sell for like $5 to $10 a bottle. And a lot of them are really, really yummy. Right? I'm not a big wine drinker, but I love if I'm going to, you know, try out some wine, it's on a bottle that's cheap where I didn't spend a whole lot of money. You know, every now and then we'll go out to dinner with somebody and they'll be like, oh, let's get a bottle of wine. Okay? And then they get like a $100 bottle of wine. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I don't like it? $100, I'd rather take the $100. Yeah. Anyway, the California wine industry is a $23 billion industry. It's the largest in the country. It produced 215 million cases of wine. Now, this lawsuit has listed, I believe, 83 specific wines under 31 labels and 28 wineries named as defendants. They make a lot of the popular reds, whites, sparklings, rosés, etc. All right. So, in addition to the Ménage à Trois, which I know a lot of you guys are already looking up, and unfortunately you're coming across other things on Google than the wine, you have the Franzia. Isn't Franzia the box where you have, one of my relatives always has a box of wine. You know, she's like, can you get me some wine? And I go, where's the bottle? She goes, no, it's a box. But it's not bad. Wine Cube, Flip Flop, Behringer, Behringer I've heard of. Yeah, Fetzer, Korbel, Simply Naked, Vendage, Cooks, Almaden, Cupcake. Cupcake. Somebody's named Cupcake, I'd rather just have Cupcake. Don't false advertise and give us wine. Smoky Loon, and oh my gosh, Mogain David. Mogain David, that's like the Jewish wine we have to drink. Oh my gosh, we are so screwed. That's like Jewish wine. How could God let that happen? I mean, it's supposed to be like, you know, religious wine. Oh my gosh. I gotta call the rabbi on that one. Wow, that stinks. Yeah, kids in the Jewish religion, now we're moving more towards grape juice, but you have wine. And you have to do the prayer for the wine and you drink the wine. What's really, really nice is then the kids take a little bit of the wine and then they, you know, go to sleep and you're done for the night. You know, because remember, the Sabbath is the day of rest. Maybe that's why the kids get some wine on the Sabbath, because then they go to sleep and then the parents get to rest. I don't really know the origination of the history of kids getting wine. Manischewitz is a biggie. A lot of you guys love Manischewitz because it's a very sweet kind of, not port wine, but port-ish type of wine, but the Mogain David wine, you know, Mogain David, like for King David, that's like some pretty damn good wine. So, whoa, that's not good. Okay, well, you know what? Oh, all right, so the kids aren't getting any. Good sleep is the key to good sex. Women who want to improve their sex life better have good sleep. It's true. You know, my husband was like, you know, you want to have sex? And I'm like, no, let me take a nap. He's like, you're always sleeping when I want to have sex. And I go, yeah, but it makes sex better. And then, okay, but, you know, so I have been taking naps for a long time now to try to bone up on my sexual ability. So anyway, there's a study that for each additional hour of sleep increased a 14% likelihood that you would engage in sexual activity with your partner the next day. So let us women get some sleep. Then we'll have sex. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.